Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third, the DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaFleur for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Norwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norwood. Whitaker moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is hit by the pitch. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Weiniger moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. May moves to third. Corcoran moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Corcoran moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corcoran scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Staub reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.